Algernon Blackwood, an introduction. Algernon Blackwood was born on 14th of March 1869 in Shooter's Hill, southeast London, to a religious middle-class family. His mother was a widow duchess and his father was a post office administrator. Blackwood was interested in the paranormal and the supernatural at an early age and had a thirst for anything on Buddhism, other Oriental philosophies, mysticism and occultism. In his writings, the weaving of the supernatural into his various works, from ghost stories and children's stories to plays and long novels, is clearly seen. His writings beautifully enriched by his long and diversified life experience. After leaving university and visiting parts of Europe, mainly Switzerland, the young writer went to Canada and the United States, where he took on jobs including work as a farmer, a bartender, a secretary, a journalist, a reporter, running a hotel and teaching the violin. He was voracious in meeting new people and absorbing new ideas. In his late 30s, he returned to England, where he published two of his supernatural stories in Pall Mall magazine. As more of his highly entertaining stories were published, so did his reputation and his bank balance grow. All those years of curiosity and experiences were starting to emerge from his writing. In 1906, The Empty House and Other Ghost Stories was published with tremendous success. Further volumes of short stories followed, and with it a larger audience and bigger paydays. He also published children's stories. Blackwood had ideas for novels and to explore on a larger canvas the paranormal world and the relationship between man and metaphysical powers, including in 1911 The Centaur. With the outbreak of the First World War, Blackwood was assigned to British intelligence to write propaganda to support the war effort. He was a prolific author with a quite staggering output, which was also to include many plays. The exact number of his works are unknown, as he would frequently write a story for a newspaper or a periodical at very short notice. In 1949, Blackwood was made a Commander of the Order of the British Empire in recognition of his literary talents and his services during the First World War. Algernon Blackwood died on 10th of December 1951 after a series of strokes. The mysteries of the natural world are enhanced by those of the Native American spirit world in this wonderfully descriptive short story of a man's fishing expedition to Medicine Lake.
Running Wolf by Algernon Blackwood. The man who enjoys an adventure outside the general experience of the race and imparts it to others must not be surprised if he is taken for either a liar or a fool, as Malcolm Hyde, hotel clerk on a holiday, discovered in due course. Nor is enjoy the word to use in describing his emotions. The word he chose was probably survive. When he first set eyes on Medicine Lake, he was struck by its still, sparkling beauty, lying there in the vast Canadian backwoods. Next, by its extreme loneliness, and lastly, a good deal later this, by its combination of beauty, loneliness, and singular atmosphere, due to the fact that it was the scene of adventure. "It's fairly stiff with big fish," said Morton of the Montreal Sporting Club. "Spend your holidays there up Mattawa Way, some 15 miles west of Stony Creek. You'll have it all yourself except for an old Indian who's got a shack there. Camp on the east side, if you'll take a tip from me." He then talked for half an hour about the wonderful sport. Yet he was not otherwise very communicative and did not suffer questions gladly, Hyde noticed. Nor had he stayed there very long himself. If it was such a paradise as Morton, its discoverer and the most experienced rod in the province, claimed, why had he himself spent only 3 days there? Ran short of grub, was the explanation offered. But to another friend he had mentioned briefly flies, and to a third, so Hyde learned later, he gave the excuse that his half-breed took sick
Sample complete. Ready to continue?